Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. It's a one chapter book. We're going to be looking at two verses at the end of this short letter that Jude has written. And the title of my sermon tonight is Jude's Doxology, found in verses 24 and 25 of Jude. Jude's Doxology. These verses say this: "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." A doxology is a majestic hymn of praise. And most of the times, the letters that we see in the New Testament have something like that. Back in the day, we used to sing the doxology. You look in the back of your hymnals, and you see a seven-part, and a five-part, and a three-part, and all these other doxologies. And to refresh your memory, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, sometimes we just do that as a ritual. But we need to praise God all the time, because He's a great God. He does all these things for us. We need to respond to the call to adoration and praise. I think one of the great psalms of praise is Psalm 150. And it says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with psaltery and harp. Praise Him with a timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." Amen. See, we need to praise God. Amen. We need to praise God. So tonight we're looking at these two verses here. And Jude reminds us of three reasons we need to praise God. First of all, let's just praise the one who can keep us from falling. Because that says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling." We need to praise him. You know, we need keeping from falling in a whole lot of areas. And I'll just list a few tonight and give you some passages and some verses on this. We need to keep from falling in error of doctrine.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, there's few churches now, and fewer churches that are preaching the absolute truth out of God's Word.
Right.
They want to preach their thinking. They want to preach their wisdom. They want to preach their book. But that's not the case. Christ called out the religious leaders of the day. And in Matthew chapter 15, verse 9, He says this: "But in vain they do worship Me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Christ told the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well, that you need to worship God in what? Spirit and in truth. And there's a lot of error out there. So we need to be kept from falling. And praise God, He keeps us from falling in the error of doctrine. We need keeping from falling in error of spirit. You know, sometimes we have a lack of love for our Savior. Sometimes we have a lack of discernment in situations. Sometimes we have a lack of belief. We say that God can do it, but we don't believe it deep down in our heart. We don't pray believing. We don't ask believing. You know, some of us have a lack of credibility. We say we know God, but in reality, our lives don't reflect that. That's an error, folks. That's an error of spirit. Some of us have a lack of humility. You know, God resists the proud, He gives grace to the humble. You know, David, a man after God's own heart, wrote this. In Psalm 51, verse 10, it says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Why did he say renew? Because it's possible that we can get off track. It's possible that we can be going off some other doctrine. So, praise God that he can keep us from falling in error of doctrine, in error of spirit. He can keep us from falling from outward sin. From outward sin. You know, we quote this verse a lot about prayer. In Psalm 66:18, it says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." But you know something? We regard iniquity in our heart, and we're just playing the game. God does not hear our praise or our words of praise because it's not real. It's not genuine. Unto Him that's able to keep us from falling from these things. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We need keeping from falling in neglect of duty. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, it says, "Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful." You know, I think it was Paul said, "I thank God that he counted me faithful to be in the ministry." And so we need to understand the great opportunities that we have to serve God. He's given us all these things for life and godliness. And we need to be found faithful. James 4, verse 17 says this, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth not to him, it is sin." Once again, we need the discernment to see opportunities that we do. Praise God that it can keep us from this. And if you're in one of these, as we list them, get right tonight. So you praise God. We need to praise God because He's the one that keeps us from backsliding. From backsliding. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For if these things be in you," what? Faith, all diligence, faith. I forget, patience, all those things that He said add to your faith. He says, "For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall never be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." This morning David was talking about in an auditorium class that we're supposed to be fruitful. That's what God created us to do. He created us to work, not to sit. And it says, "But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins." Oh, let us praise the one who can keep us from falling. None but the Lord can keep us from falling. You know, we need to give credit where credit is due. And we oftentimes, we try to take credit for ourselves, but it's God, to Him be all praise. We cannot keep ourselves without Him. In Romans chapter 7, verse 18, it says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." You know, sometimes we say, okay, maybe a change in environment might help me. Maybe I'll come to church and that'll help me out. But you know something? The temple or the church is not a sanctuary. There's evil in there. I give you Ezekiel. No place guarantees security. Early in Ezekiel's revelation from God, in verses 7 and 10 of chapter 8, Ezekiel is told to go and look through a wall and dig a hole in it and peer inside and see what's going on in God's house. And here in verse 7 it says, "He brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then said he unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had digged in the wall, behold, a door. And he said unto me, Go in And behold the wicked abominations that they do here. So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping thing, an abominable beast, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. Goes on later on in the next couple of verses. He says, go in there and see 70 of the ancients doing incense to false gods. And folks, that's not going to keep you from falling. Only God can keep you from falling. That will make you fall. You trust in the wall, God, you're not going to get anywhere. You trust in yourself, you're not going to be successful. There's none but the Lord that can keep us from falling. We cannot keep ourselves without Him. No place guarantees security. It's not about a place. Rules and regulations don't work. We know every year when we make New Year's resolutions that we don't keep them, do we? We don't keep them. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 and 23, it says, wherefore if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are you subject to ordinances? You can't make yourself righteousness. God's love in you makes righteousness. God's love for Him, for you for Him, makes righteousness. But there's a lot of people that set up rules. Touch not, taste not, handle not, which are all to perish with the using after the commandments and doctrines of men. See, that's a doctrine, that's an error of doctrine. Which sayings are indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility. Hey, I got a question for you. If we hold on to all these rules, why can't we read the Bible? If we hold on to all these rules, why can't we pray? If we hold on to all these rules, why don't we come to church? If we don't have all these rules, why can't we witness? See, we will fail. With men, these things are impossible. God, all things are possible. And the neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. No rules and regulations will work. I know some people that had some experiences. And they say, because I had this experience in my past, I'm okay! No, the tests keep on coming. The trials keep on coming. It's only God that gets you through the test. No experience can eradicate or protect us from evil. When Christ was giving His disciples the model prayer, He said this, and lead us not into temptation, but what? But deliver us. Now, deliverance means you can't do it. You can't do it. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. See, we need to understand that God can keep us from falling. He's the one that can keep us from falling from all these things. And there's things that we need to keep, stay away from. None but the Lord can keep us from falling. The Lord can do it. And Jude talks about this. He is able to keep. That's the first point. He is the only wise God, our Savior, in the text. He teaches us so that we do not do sins by ignorance. You know how you know right from wrong? Read God's Word. If you never read it, you won't know what right and wrong is. And everyone will do what is right in their what? Own eyes. All we like sheep have gone astray. We turn everyone to his own way. He warns us by giving us examples. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11 says this. Now all these things happened unto them. What is he talking about? Talking about all the trials that Israel went through in the wilderness. Korah, all that rebellion. Says, now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for what? Our admonition. Not ammunition. Admonition. admonition, which is a warning upon whom the ends of the world are come. But God can do it. He is able to keep. He is the only wise God, our Savior. He teaches us so that we don't sin. He warns us by giving an example. The Lord can do it by providence or affliction, which removes occasions of sinning. I think everyone in here has a testimony of how God delivered them from an accident or from some sort of tragedy by being in the right place, not in the wrong place at the wrong time. We need to understand that God is sovereign. God is in control. He is able to keep us. The Lord can do it by giving us a bitter taste of sin. Romans chapter 7, verse 13 says, "Was then that which was good made death in me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, worketh death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become what? Exceeding sinful." Folks, we need to get a right view of God. And we need to get a right view of sin. And that is a wrong thing to do. And that we don't do it. And when we are delivered from all this, it ought to cause us to praise God. Let's praise the one who can keep us from falling. He keeps us by His Holy Spirit, renewing desires for holiness. Do you desire to be more holy today than yesterday? Do you want to grow in your faith? We're supposed to, the will of God is to be changed from image to image, from glory to glory. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." The Lord can do it, and the Lord will do it. Philippians 1:6, Paul writes to the church, "It is being covenant in this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ," when He comes back. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We need to understand who God really is. We need to praise Him for that. "Now to Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless." Let us praise Him who will present us faultless. Here's the reality. None can stand in before God covered in fault or covered in sin. In the Sermon on the Mount, Christ is talking about hypocrisy, religious hypocrisy. And He said, there's going to be a lot of people out there who said, "Lord, Lord, did we do this in Your name and this in Your name and cast out demons and everything else?" Matthew 7, verse 23 says, "Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." He said, "Go into utter darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth." None can stand before God covered in fault. None can deliver us from fault but the Savior Himself. Going back to Romans chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. Paul writes this, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" He figured out that religion didn't do it. He figured out that heritage didn't do it. He figured out that family didn't do it. He figured out that he couldn't do it. He figured out Christ could do it. He says, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." We need to put our mind in control. Not have our mind controlled. Okay? We need to have our minds controlled by God. Our Savior is divinely wise to sanctify. We talked about sanctification a couple weeks ago. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, it's the will for God for the church that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. Folks, what we need is a lot more praise in church.
Amen.
We need a lot more praise in our life. And then we'll experience the power of God. because we'll be on the right sheet of music with Him. Our Savior will do it. John chapter 14, verses 13 through 15 says, "And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be what? Glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments."
Right.
And here's the thing. If you love God, you'll do what God wants you to do, not what you want to do. If you're doing what God wants you to do, you'll be in the right place, doing the right thing, with the right people, at the right time. And then you'll be in the middle of God's will. And then you can ask what God wants in your life, and you're going to agree with it, and you're going to go forward with it. Our Savior will do it. So let us praise Him who can keep us from falling. Let us praise Him who will present us faultless before God the Father. Let us praise Him with highest attributes of praise. And He will do it with exceeding joy to Himself and for us. So lastly, let's praise Him with the highest attributes of praise.
Yes.
Our praise is by Jesus, who is Himself our Lord. It says here, "To the only wise God, our Savior." There is no salvation in any other. There's only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
We want Him. Now, here's a challenge. Do you really want God in your life, in your family, in your church, at your workplace, to have glory and majesty, dominion, and power? You know, words are cheap.
Right.
Words are cheap. The attitude behind the words is revealing. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Do we truly want Him to get glory and majesty, dominion, and power? Do you want God to have these things now? It says here, both now and ever. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Today, if you harden not your hearts. God wants us now. What did He talk about the person who said, "Well, let me go first and work my fields, or let me go and tend to thy house, or let me go and say goodbye"? Wait, He says, no! He says, you need to come with me now! Folks, it's now, or it could be never. So, you want Him to have these now? Do you want Him to have these forever? Oh, we need to praise God for things that He will do. He has the ability, and He will take the action to do it right. We affirm our praise with exceeding joy, verse 24. Okay? Before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Are you happy that you know God?
Amen.
Are you happy that He can keep you from falling?
Amen.
Or do you look at it as, I have to give this stuff up? There's a change of heart.
Right.
Are you happy that He has the power to keep us, the power to present us faultless? We need to affirm our praise with exceeding joy. With the last word is here, amen. We will do it. We will do it because we believe it. So tonight, let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10, and I will close with this scripture. It says, "Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof." Folks, we need to praise God every day for everything that we get. Amen. We're supposed to be thankful. That's the will of God concerning us. Let's praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this time. Help us, Lord, to praise you out of a pure heart. Help us, Lord, to praise you with a proper perspective. Help us, Lord, to praise you for your power and for your love and for your patience on our behalf. Father, help us, Lord, to be more like you. Keep us from falling in these areas. Keep us pure in doctrine. Keep us pure in spirit. Keep us away from sin. Keep us, Lord, focused on you. Help us to see you work in our lives, that you will present us faultless. Keep, as David said, your servant away from presumptuous sin. Lord, help us to praise you in all that we do, not just in our words, but in our lives. And Lord, reveal to us tonight the things that we need to get right with you. Be with this time of invitation. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.